This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
The problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Spinning out of control, right? Yeah, that's what we're doing here at Agenda 21 Radio. So please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. Either one gets you there. I suspect you should probably use the shortcut, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of talk radio here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's where we're featured. We're dished up every single day of the week, several times a day, actually. Three times a day we play. And we're live from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, and 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific. Remember, it is a flat world. Oh, I'm sorry. I slipped. For all of you flat earthers. You know, I have to appeal to the flat earthers too, right? We'll call Cristobal Colom and ask him if it's a flat world or not. Yeah, we can do that. You know, we can teleport. Yeah. Go back to 1492. And we'll check in with 1493 and see how Cristobal Colom thinks of the world. Is it flat or is it not flat? Anyway, welcome aboard Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Oroville Dam, and we're also going to be talking a lot about a lot of other things. Donald Trump's higher education reform. On the heels of such a scandal, I can't believe this. They are so quick to come out, right? So quick to come out. Trump's higher education reform proposes faster loan forgiveness and expanded Pell Grants. I remember the Pell Grant destruction that the destruction, private colleges and schools that the Obama administration foisted upon everybody. Ask Corinthian colleges how well they're doing today. Of course, it was Jerry Brown and Obama, who basically destroyed these colleges, private colleges back in the day, who were helping people who needed jobs. But, you know, that wasn't the gig. We don't want to help Americans with jobs. We want to make sure we're exporting all of our jobs, right? That's what they wanted. So now what we have here is Trump's administration higher education reform proposes faster loan forgiveness, expanded Pell Grants. The administration of Donald Trump released its priorities for higher education reform on March 18th. Right in the middle of this scandal. I tell you, it's scandalous, these college admissions things, right? Doesn't it point the finger at the bad universities? Well, it points the finger at almost all the elite universities, but it also shows you the level of elitism that goes on with the left. It says about among about a dozen points, the outline that he's putting out here proposes simplifying the options for Americans to set their students' loans repayments as a percentage of their income. If they do so, undergraduates could get their loans forgiven sooner. It also proposes expanding Pell Grant student aid to certain short-term, non-degree-bearing courses. Now, that's kind of interesting. That's very interesting. When I was in the charter school business, the administration of Obama was doing everything they could possibly do to destroy the Pell Grant program for students in need. Really needed it. Really needed the Pell Grants. And it was devastating to hundreds of thousands of young men and women that were trying to make it, to trying to get these grants to go to private colleges. And they were being turned down by the Obama administration. In fact, they destroyed the whole program, ensuring that these individuals could not get in. They tried all kinds of things. First, it was the high school diploma business. Then they caught on to the fact that, well, you can do that. And private colleges started to adjust. Then they finally just did the whole thing. And now we're bringing it all back. We're going to expand it now back to where it probably was before Obama. Yeah, people don't know this sort of stuff, but, you know, I knew it very intimately. I dealt with it. It says the proposal was released by the National Council for the American Worker, a cross-department body formed in July to reshape our education and job training landscape so that it better meets the needs of American students, workers, and businesses. The council is headed by Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter and senior advisor. So I'm giving you a little bit. I was working with Corinthian colleges and WyoTech in particular, which was a Corinthian college at that time. And in the early days of the Obama administration, they were quite worried about this whole thing, and we worked diligently alongside them to try and eliminate and alleviate the whole issue. So in a six-page document they released, it's on PDF, they released the whole thing. I'm going to give you some of the bullet points about this and see if it and I haven't read this. Why would I read it, right? This was a glimmer of hope that I was looking at, and I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it, what's happening here. Because so many people are going to be helped now rather than destroyed, which is exactly what... we were all sitting around going... You know, how does a president do this? I was back in the phase of, you know, it can't be all that bad because after all, we're all good Americans here, right? Not. This is in 29 and 10. Proposals to reform the Higher Education Act. Says the last century has produced an American economy where more jobs than ever before require at least some post-secondary education or skill development, and wage premiums and job security continue to be associated with post-secondary education or skills attainment. However, the rising cost of college education and the accompanying growth in student loan balances erode the wage premium associated with a college degree. It is therefore the policy of the Trump administration to increase access to affordable, flexible, and innovative post-secondary education and skills attainment to meet the interest and lifelong learning needs of every American. Unfortunately, many colleges and universities have been unable or unwilling to provide the necessary types of education in a cost-effective manner. American student loan debt is now approaching $1.5 trillion. An increase of more than 350% since 2003. Student loan debt exceeds what Americans owe in credit card debt, auto loans, home equity loans, and recent studies have found that close to 30% of student borrowers eventually default on their loans. An even higher share of student borrowers face student loan balances that increase despite making monthly payments only 24% of outstanding federal student loans are in a repayment status that is paying down both principal and interest. Almost 40% of those who started college in 2004 are projected to default on their student loans by 2023. This is my point. Pell Grants help to eliminate a lot of these loans that people got. Now, who benefits from all these loans? There's only who benefits and doesn't have to suffer anything? It's the colleges and universities. Hey, come and get in debt. We won't give you a degree, or we'll give you a degree that's worth crap, worthless. That's why we have so many worthless socialists out there right now. That was their design. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. We're talking about this. This is going to be really a big, big deal for the education world. And again, it comes on the heels of this scandal. The scandal, I tell you, about colleges and universities, which I think is really despicable what we've seen. But listen, I'm telling you, I've been seeing this for a long time. And it goes to high school counselors as well. Hello, wake up, wake up. Let's get into our school districts and let's find out who's getting advantage, who's getting payola from parents at the high school level. Let's do that. Let's just climb right on board with that one. Don't you think we should? I think we should. I think it's the responsible thing to do. But that's just me, you know. I'm just 41 years experience in the system. I don't know why it'd be important to me. Do you? I think it's something that we should do, is take a look at the high school counselors. Because there are some that are filthy. They're taking money. And now it's time to look at it, actually. Let's investigate it. I call for a national investigation on high school counselors to see whether or not they're taking payola from parents and of course, universities. If there's special treatment. Now, see, somewhere along the line, this is my point. As you take a look at this scandal that's gone on, if you take a look at the scandal, what you find is what? You find that you've got high school people involved somewhere. You have to. It's just inevitable. And that's why I think that they ought to take a long look there. Somebody should be looking. And then you go up the level. This is what I like. In California, I'm sure you're going to find filth here. You go up the ladder to the Department of Education's. Shocking. Shocking. State government people could be corrupted. Really? In California? No, come on. Gavin Newsom would never let something like that happen. No, he just wants to keep stone-cold criminals and vicious criminals alive. Don't be surprised if Gavin Newsom says, you know, these guys that I just let off the hook for being executed, they're really not so bad after all. Let's just let them out and let them kill some more. See, that's the way he thinks. Let's just let them kill. Kill, kill, kill. I'm sorry, I'm sort of off track here. But why not? Why not investigate these departments of education? Why not the school districts where this mayhem, where you have all this craziness coming out of public education now? I think that's just a sound idea, don't you? Now, I know they hate it that I'm talking like this, but I love it, and you should too. We need to look at this stuff. It's profoundly influential in our nation. So Trump's higher education reform proposes faster loan forgiveness, expanded Pell Grants, which is really important. Very, very importante. That's, you know, a little flair in the language there. You know, this guy's not missing a beat. He's really not Donald Trump. It's a wonderful thing to see. He's just not missing it. He is just not missing it. It's a wonderful thing to see. I kind of crack up when I'm not going to mention any names, but I can just tell you certain people that I've had to work with that they're just cringing right now. You talk about panties in bunches, man. We have a whole field full of people with panties in bunches. I see them as row crops, actually. It's the farmer thing, you know. I see row crops here. Instead of potted plants and things growing up as plants, I see people standing there with panties in their bunch. Because I'm talking about this kind of stuff. This is the stuff we need to do to reform everything. And that's just me. It really isn't just me. It's other people, too. Now, this is one of the things that I really like.
I really, really like this one.
Higher education reform principles. Now, this is principles, not the prince is your pal. Okay, these are like laying down things that are ideals. It says, reorient the accreditation process to focus on student outcomes. Shocking. Shocking. See, I believe in accreditation of schools. I really do. I think, and I've worked with the Western Schools Accreditation Association, WASC, Western Association of Schools and Colleges, thank you, WASC, and I'll tell you, it's a good system. Unless you get one or two creepy people in there that, you know, that are sour on the system or they're corrupting the system, Now, that does happen. That does happen. Now, I've not had the opportunity to work with those people. The people, when I've gone out on accreditation, have been absolutely stellar, fantastic educators. Stellar. So I come from that perspective. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with accreditation, it is a process that the school, every school that's going to be, quote, accredited, goes through a self-examination process. It's almost like an internal proctology thing. Well, sort of. I mean, I'm just a terrible... I liked it, though. But they have to do a self-examination, you know. And they do it as a school, and they look at all aspects of their campus. And they come up, and if, when it's done right, this is where the Delphi technique comes into play for positive. Everybody hears about the totalitarians, Agenda 21 folks. You're people that come out and lead these meetings into their outcomes, into what they want you to think, okay? That's the Delphi technique, and of course the Agenda 21 folks, regionalism organizations always use this because they want it their way. They come out to facilitate these meetings primarily so that they can do what? So that they can have you agree with them. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. And it was developed by the RAND Corporation, this Delphi technique business. That's why when these people come in and around, as we're seeing up here in Paradise, California, where the Agenda 21 folks who were embedded before the burn have stepped forward and become, oh, we're stellar leaders of the community. Of course, they haven't lived there, but maybe 6 months before the fire. You get my drift? Shows you the forward thinking about, oh, how did people know that this fire was going to happen before, months before? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Anyway, so these people are embedded. They bought property in the burn area of Paradise months before, and now all of a sudden they've stepped up to be community leaders, and they're leading the charge. And where are they leading the charge? Over the cliff. They're taking all these other people along with themselves over the cliff so that properties can be bought up by the government, by non-entities, corporations, and so on. I wonder why they're doing that. Maybe it's because Paradise sits on a mountain of gold. I don't know. That might have something to do with it. Well, it happens to be right on the mountain, just right next to the Oroville Dam. Don't you love those quinkadinks? So, but accreditation is a fantastic process for schools to go through when it's done right, when it's done for good. You can use these Delphi techniques so that the people come up with their own outcomes, and then they live with it. And that's always the best way. People can do their own outcomes, come up with their, how to problem solve themselves and fix it. You know, it's kind of like pilots wanting to fix a problem. They know there's a problem with an aircraft. But then those people in the desks on the in the across the world say, no, you don't know diddly squat. Well, I flew the plane. Do you want me to fly it into the ground? Well, we've seen that with Boeing, right? And, of course, some of the things that have gone there. Self-examination is always the best in an institution. So reorientation of the accreditation process to focus on student outcomes is desperately needed, and that's a good thing. I support that big time. The left does not. No, because they want it their way. Yeah, the way those people at the desk miles away with those nice fingernails, who are going to tell everybody out in the field what to do, how to do it better? Kind of like telling the aircraft how to crash, huh? We'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Ben Burquam. Ben Burquam. Here we go. Making history. Ben Burquam. Listen up. Thank you very much. Here we go.
Now. I object! I object! You have no right to swear an oath to a constitution you've already broken. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Fight sanctuary states. Stand up, America. Shame on you, Gavin. Shame on you. He has no right to swear an oath to a constitution he's already broken. The only thing the officer should be doing here is reading his Miranda rights, sir.
Ah. That was Ben Burquam. I just thought I'd shine in on that one. Take care of that dictator, right? We want the dictator taken care of. That dictator, of course, would be who? Gavin Newsom. Oh, Jerry Brown, too. Jerry could be out there. Wouldn't that be interesting? Anyway, this whole thing, we're getting back into the education thing. I think that I'm really, really pleased for what we're seeing here from the administration. I think it's a wonderful thing that Donald Trump is doing what he should be doing. Perish the thought, right? And we were talking about accreditation, how great of an idea that is. Increase innovation in the education marketplace. Let's see, some other bullet points. Better align education to the needs of today's workforce. Increase institutional accountability. Investing in higher education generally provides strong value for students and taxpayers. However, some institution consistently fail to deliver the type of quality education that enables students successfully to repay federal student loans, leaving borrowers and taxpayers to foot the bill. Accelerate program completion. One of the most effective ways to reduce student debt is to help students complete their educations more quickly. Now, this is the money game for schools. If your child is having to take 5 or 6 years to get out of college, it's probably because it's more money to the college to have them there 2 more years. Get it? You're paying 2 more years for an education that should happen in 4 or less. Support historically black colleges and universities. Encourage responsible borrowing. Simplify student aid. Let's see. Support returning citizens. Today, one of three American adults has some type of criminal record. And more than 2 million, well, one in three American adults, and more than 2 million Americans are in prison across the country. More than 95% of these prisoners will eventually leave prison and face the challenge of reestablishing themselves in their homes and communities. The United States needs to do more to prepare inmates for release and reduce recidivism, as 77% of state inmates and 38% of federal inmates are rearrested within 5 years of release. Congress should provide targeted federal financial aid to prisoners eligible for release to improve employment outcomes and reduce recidivism. What's wrong with that? Nothing. Give prospective students more meaningful and useful information about schools and programs. Well, let's listen to that. Providing prospective students with more transparent information about the institutions and programs they are considering will enable them to make better decisions about their education. Although the Department of Education currently provides students with useful institution-level data, such as annual cost, average earnings, and graduation rates, Congress should ensure students have the program-level earnings and outcome data they need to make better informed choices about potential careers and educational opportunities. Now, this is really a result of the colleges not wanting people to know the data, because it's more money to them, less benefit to you. Jeez, I'm sorry to be yelling at you, but it's early in the morning, by God, and coffee is needed. Here we go. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Oh, my God. There's nothing like it. I'm enjoying it in my new California mug. So Pell Grants extended education, we've solved that problem, right? If you're Donald J. Trump. Well, it's a nice way to start anyway. It's a nice way to start. Okay, other things, though, moving along. We're going to go to Epoch Times now. Here we go. Democratic presidential hopeful O'Rourke endorses third trimester abortion. Of course, it doesn't happen for him. He'll never have an abortion. Did you know that? It's easy for him to say, isn't it? Especially when you have no respect for life. Right? Isn't it? It's just sick to think about that. More Americans shun Russian election interference probe, believe Trump is victim of a witch hunt. That's one. Another one that's really kind of interesting, we're going to get in. I think we're going to do this one in the third hour. Virginia Republicans ask Supreme Court to redraw districts. I wonder why. Because I think Virginia was californicated on this. But before we get to that one, this is the one that's more salient. I have not read this one. This is a cold read because it just popped across the screen. And so I jumped on it because it was a screen popper for me. I do these screen pop things. That's why I get so easily distracted by these shining things, because there's all these stories coming in. It's just rich in news and drama. More Americans shun Russian election interference. This is by Richard Szabo of Epoch Times. The Epoch Times. Not Epic, the Epoch Times. There's a difference. E-P-O-C-H as opposed to E-P-I-C-H. Half of the Americans surveyed in a new poll that the U.S. president is the agree that the U.S. president is the victim of a witch hunt in relation to the special counsel investigation into Russian election interference. The latest USA Suffolk University poll reveals that public trust surrounding Robert Mueller's ongoing probe into President Donald J. Trump's alleged involvement in suspected Russian government attempts to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election is falling. The poll, which asked 1,000 registered voters about their views on the investigation, found half of the pollsters agreed that the Mueller investigation is a witch hunt, echoing Trump's consistent claims of being investigated for political reasons instead of credible allegations of wrongdoing. Only 47% disagreed and 3% said they did not have an opinion. There are clear partisan divisions over the question, with 86% of Republicans and 14% of Democrats agreeing with Trump. Among independents, 54% echo his view. Trump welcomed the poll in a tweet and seemed to suggest that more details are expected to be revealed in the near future. Wow, Suffolk poll said 50% of Americans agree it's a witch hunt. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Man, where's the time going? We're having fun. By the way, it's Grievance Day. Grievance number 60 is coming up. Well, in the third hour, we'll read it. It's good. Real good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Free.
bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
No witch hunts for you. Yep. How bad is this going to be that there's no there there? And they've perpetrated this lie for 2 years, 3 years. Going to be 3 years, 2.5 years. About the Russian collusion thing. There's no collusion. And the president has said so. And look what's going to do to these. I mean, see, this is why they've got Beto. They've got the youngers out there ranting and raving mindlessly to take away from what? The Mueller report, which is a witch hunt, and they know it. And here's the problem. Along the road of the witch hunt, when you're hunting for witches, you make mistakes. Adam Schiff has made some serious mistakes. Now, it's kind of interesting, and it's going to be very interesting, is the reveal of Adam Schiff. The reveal comes out. The man who's got a long coat, and he walks the streets of West Hollywood, looking, lurking for more money from his bundlers, like Ed Buck! Searching endlessly to satisfy his needs. He finds Ed Buck, who gives him great gratification. Ed Buck. What is the world of Ed Buck like? Sinister. Laced with methamphetamine, hot heroin, and the like. Ed Buck, and Adam Schiff. And Jerry Brown, and is Gavin Newsom lurking around the bushes somewhere? The tall drink of water that he is? No, he's hanging out with, well, Scott Wiener. Shocking. He joins the Star Wars crowd in the bar. It's an amazing place, the Star Wars bar of California. Think about it. I have no idea why I came up with that one, but it's pretty good, isn't it? I mean, it goes into this thing where Gavin Newsom came out the other day and was declaring, you know, the end of the death penalty. No more in California. No more death penalty for you. And he trots out all these people to surround him. And I'm sitting there looking at that going, wow. There's Scott Wiener. Now, you can't miss Scott Wiener. Now, Scott Wiener isn't a very interesting guy. He didn't come out in his chaps, though. No straps, no chaps for him, no straps, no naked bodiness. No, he came out in a suit and a tie with a scruffy beard, and he looked like Scott Wiener. It was, because he's taller than Gavin Newsom. But then I started looking at the rest of the Star Wars wanderers in the picture. No, I shouldn't say that they were Star Wars. I don't know if they liked the movie Star Wars, and I don't know if they liked the bar scene in Star Wars, but it sure looked like the bar scene from Star Wars to me. Just saying. Ed Buck. Jerry Brown, Adam Schiff. And Swalwell. Swalwell suffers from OTS. I hate it when that happens, these OTS folks. Anyway, that's going to be part of the investigation, I suspect, that's going to happen. And, you know, good for Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump. So that's another thing that came across the screen. Another one, though, that came across the screen. Waiting for the third hour. Other 2020 Dems target Beto O'Rourke. Poll losing Amazon's second headquarter was bad deal for New York. Really? You think? This is where socialism really caught up with capitalism, didn't it? When you had somebody such as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We haven't heard too much from her in the last couple of days. What's wrong? Maybe she's been bee-slapped and told to shut up and sit down. This is a poll that was done by the Associated Press, or at least this is an article from the Associated Press, brought to you via the Epoch Times. Albany, New York. Most voters in New York think it was a bad idea for the state when Amazon dropped plans to put a second headquarters in Queens, and many think U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez bears the blame for the deal falling through, according to a new poll released Monday. Shocking. Shocking. Another poll comes out, and they're bashing on her. The Siena College poll. Siena. Of registered voters in New York found that 67% of those surveyed said the internet retailer's decision last month was detrimental to New York. You think? 61% support the state and city again offering Amazon up to $3 billion in incentives to create 25,000 jobs if the internet giant reconsiders. Shocking. While some may have celebrated Amazon's announcement to pull the plug, the vast majority of New Yorkers of every stripe thought it was bad for the Empire State, said Siena pollster Steven Greenberg. Clearly, jobs outweigh the cost of Are they thinking like capitalist? Free marketeers? Are you kidding me? In New York? Well, I guess the lure of 25,000 jobs meant there'd be 25,000 less people coming to California and getting on welfare. We appreciate that. God. It says the company scrapped plans to redevelop a Long Island City neighborhood for one of its second headquarters after the deal met mounting opposition from local elected officials who mostly objected to the incentives package going to a company owned by the world's richest person, Jeff Bezos. Among those leading the charge was Ocasio-Cortez, who represents parts of Bronx and the Queens. When asked if several key players in the Amazon situation were a hero, villain, or role player, 38% of the role responders said Ocasio-Cortez was a villain. And 24% say they consider her playing a negative role. That's big numbers against her. Capitalism gets her. Because she's stupid.
2-1-1-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
We're back. And yes, we're back, we're back, we're back. We're acrobac. We're anaerobic bacteria. We're aerobic. I don't know which ones we are. We're some sort of aerobic, though. I'm sorry. I just had to get biological there for you. Just, you know, there's a difference, you know, anaerobic and aerobic. Some with and some without. That's just the way it is. And, you know, right now, Ocasio-Cortez has no... She's anaerobic. She's anaerobic. There's no question about it. She's a... well, she's anaerobic. We'll just leave it at that. And, you know, she doesn't like carbon too much either. Those anaerobes, they're just kind of like, well, you know, the aerobes too, they kind of are carbon averse, I guess you can say. All right, mindlessness, right? Mindlessness. MyPillow sponsors New California and Agenda 21 Radio. So check it out, MyPillow. Code word is Agenda, 800-266-4715. And all of a sudden, these sheets are out here now. The Giza sheets that are out there. You can check it out by going to MyPillow and 800-266-4715. And the code word is Agenda to get like a 30% discount on MyPillow sheets, Giza sheets. It's supposed to be really, really good to sleep in. And, you know, it's interesting. We have the Constitutional Convention for New California coming up on May 17th and 18th. It's going to be a barn burner. A barn burner. The angel parents are going to be there pleading their case for New California State Legislature to come up with resolutions about sanctuary state status and their plight. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of universal condemnation from the resolution standpoint from the New California State government as it's being formed right now about the death penalty. And there'll be more and more and more. This is going to be an interesting convention. It's going to be a two-dayer. And it's going to be kind of like bringing down the house, doing a lot of things that have to be done, a lot of work that has to be done, because we're running out of time. And by the way, it is March 19th, which, of course, is the 19th day of the financial meltdown of the state of California. Tick, 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 tick. It's not like 60 minutes. It's more like 180 days. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.